Wednesday, January 9th. That was me screaming in frustration. I'm supposed to be in my first period class right now, but instead, I'm hiding out in the bathroom, writing in my diary, and trying not to have a nervous breakdown. I just had a big fight with Mackenzie, and now this whole great toilet paper caper thing has turned into a major fiasco. It all started when I stopped by the office to get a copy of our WCD student handbook. I was super worried and was dying to find out what the school policy was on pranks. And guess who was the student office assistant? Jessica, who, BTW, is Mackenzie Hollister's BFF. Jessica is supposed to work in there only 1 hour a day during her study hall. But I'm starting to suspect she secretly lives in the school office or something. I just knew Jessica was going to blab all of my personal business to Mackenzie. But she didn't have to, because the very last person I wanted to see was sitting right there, with Jessica, gossiping and doing her nails. Mackenzie! Maybe I'm just paranoid, but it seems like those two girls are forever popping up in my life at exactly the wrong time. Like some kind of living, breathing, talking, gloss-addicted, pimples. I wanted to turn right around and run out of that place screaming, but instead I cleared my throat, smiled, and said really friendly-like, sorry to interrupt you guys, but I'd like a copy of the student handbook, please. Jessica looked up from polishing her nails and just glared at me like I was something that had just crawled out of the sewer. I could tell she was super annoyed when she said, Nikki, can't you see I'm busy? My nails won't be dry for at least another 12 minutes. Come back next week. I could not believe Jessica actually said that right to my face. She's like the worst office assistant ever. That's when Mackenzie glared at me all evil-like. Then she grabbed a handbook from the back counter and very rudely tossed it right at me. Actually, Jessica, Nikki really needs a handbook right now so she can read the part about how student pranks and destroying personal property are an automatic suspension from school. It's on page 128. Read it and weep, Nikki. My hands were shaking so badly, I could barely hold the book. I turned to page 128 and quickly read the page. Wait a minute, I said. It says right here, student pranking and practical jokes are discouraged and punishable by after-school detention. Purposely destroying property may result in a suspension from school. No one destroyed any property, Mackenzie. Well, I think you deserve to be kicked out of school. Putting toilet paper in trees is not so bad, but egging a house can damage property. And I thought I saw eggs all over the place that night. Didn't you see them? Those eggs probably damaged my property. OMG, Mackenzie, you know good and well there weren't any eggs in your yard, and we didn't throw any. Well, somebody did. And if it wasn't you guys, maybe it was... I don't know. My secret admirer? She said as an evil grin spread across her face. I can't believe you're actually accusing Brandon of toilet papering your house and throwing eggs. How can you just lie like that? Especially knowing he could be suspended from school. I screamed at that girl. Mackenzie stared at me with her beady little eyes for what seemed like forever. Actually, Nikki, I'm sure I could totally forget about the whole egg thing if someone was able to get me and Jessica invitations to Brandon's party. Then she batted her eyes at me all innocent-like. I was so shocked I almost fell over. I could not believe my ears. I had to restrain myself from reaching over and slapping that girl silly. I would never, ever egg anyone or anything because it's wrong. But right then, I was so mad at Mackenzie for being such a deceitful, manipulative, pathological liar that I couldn't help but imagine what I love to do with a dozen eggs. Okay, Mackenzie, and what if someone doesn't come up with invites? I asked.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll just write about the entire event in my little gossip column, fashion and current events column for the school newspaper. Once Principal Winston finds out, someone is going to be suspended. That's for sure. So it's your choice.
Hey, you do the crime, you do the time. Toilet papering Mackenzie's yard was wrong, and I don't mind doing after-school detention for it. I totally deserve that. But no one threw eggs or destroyed her property. And Mackenzie making up malicious lies to get us suspended unless we cough up party invites is just wrong on so many levels. Losing my WCD scholarship because my dad decides to work full-time for Mackenzie's dad is really bad. But the possibility of Brandon getting kicked out of school because of my stupid prank would be horrendously unfair. There's just no way I can let this happen. There has to be something I can do to stop Mackenzie. Ah! That was me screaming in frustration. Again!